486. Open. TFW Mobile. Good morning. Ken, have a good evening.
Didn't do too much. Ate dinner, walked the dog, and then just settled in, watched a little bit of TV, and that was about it. How'd your day go yesterday after you got through the gate?
I didn't get through the gate until 6 o'clock when I pulled the truck out of there, and we no longer parked there.
Evening?
That is correct.
Couldn't get nobody to respond?
Exactly. They think that, don't have to ever return phone calls.
Main type storage.
It's smart storage.
They thought that they had somebody, on call for situations.
Get a live human being at all on the phone. I guess they above that.
Down.
Back where I was at, but I can't stay there long. I gotta find somewhere else.
That's not like you can take the time out of your regular day to find a spot.
Yesterday cost me more than what it does to storage there all year long, so.
Yeah.
Andrew, KO4HGX.
Good morning, Andrew, KN4GFW.
How y'all doing with this stupid daylight saving time?
Doesn't bother me too much.
Person, I just get to enjoy more of it now, I guess.
I know right now, I don't know. I did not want to get out of bed.
And that's different from what day?
But it's slightly worse right now.
For so long at 4 o'clock, I don't know how it'd be if I ever retire and don't have to get up at 4.
It's wonderful, morning fellas. KD4IOX.
KO4HK.
Good morning, Leon. KN4TFW.
KO4CEF. Be able to sleep in when you want. It's pretty nice. But I really didn't want this morning. And apparently they didn't want me to either.
Ravens messed my dog up more than it did me. Because she'll be laying there thinking, what are you doing up so early?
I can relate to the dog.
And they're looking at the alarm clock when it goes off.
For 4 o'clock and I woke up at 3:50.
10 more minutes.
That happened with me. I can't do it. I can't force myself to do it. Park your truck at my house.
Hey guys, I had a phone call right quick.
We understand. I was going to tell you that you can park your truck at my house.
For me?
2.5 acres.
Pick you up on it. It's not looking good for a place to park it.
You might have a little nervousness going in the first time, but I take my fifth wheel up there all the time, so I get my fifth wheel up there. I know you get your truck up there.
I don't know. Just not having any luck finding somewhere to put it.
And everything, it's smarter for you to have it parked down here rather than up there.
The main reason I don't park down there is because I'd have to park toward the upper side of my route, and that's traveler's rest in that area, and just too risky to break it into it and too much trouble that way.
Parking at my house, I might be tempted.
My big bullseye on the side of it.
But you'd be safe at my house, trust me. Corey, night before last, I had my Massey Ferguson 255 tractor parked in my trailer that I brought home from my son's house. And I left that at the bottom of my driveway. And I've got security cameras. And the wife says, there's a car at the bottom of the driveway. It's about midnight. And I walked outside, stood on the patio, was looking down there. The girl gets off the passenger side of the truck, climbs up on my trailer, and I'm like, hey, what are you going to do? You go to get shot? Oh, how the mountain people are. KD4ILX. One of my neighbors, him and his girlfriend out riding around, and she went to look at the tractor. I had to walk all the way down above my driveway and yell at him again. They drove off, and then he realized, oh, I better go back and talk to him, or I'm going to get in trouble. And there he backed up. We talked for a little bit. Shot up here. Y'all fall asleep over there?
Just listen, I'm trying to get my friggin' heat in the car to work right. It's too smart for me. I don't know. It starts out a little warm and then it gets a little cooler. I don't know what's going on.
No, I'm still here. Just listening and enjoying the conversation.
Andrew, you know, you're supposed to be 5% smarter than the tools or cars you're driving.
Pulling me up. I don't know. Turn the heat up, turn the recirculation on, and for some reason it goes back off. It must think I don't need it. Who knows?
The other day, it said the IQ of America was headed downward.
The law of the interstate, that's true. The general public, you'll realize that that's probably true.
Try whiskey.
104HK.
Good morning, Damon. KN4TFW.
Good morning, everybody. And how about the gate issue? What did you find out yesterday about the gate?
Sent back by the gate and finally called somebody there because they won't return the phone call. And somebody run into it, but they didn't bother to call and tell me that they've opened up another way to get in.
Just kind of throwed you behind yesterday.
I didn't get the truck out until I pulled it out yesterday afternoon and put it back where it was at, so I know I can get to it.
See you on the APRS on my way home yesterday.
Why? It'd been one thing if they had called me back and said, hey, we opened up the second gate and we normally keep locked. You can come in and out that way. Sorry for the inconvenience, but the fact that they won't even call you back is what really peed me off.
Place, is this some place that you pay rent to keep your truck, or what is it?
For you, it's a storage unit for RVs, boats, whatever. But I guess because everybody else is just there for luxury, they think it doesn't matter.
Maybe you won't have, I know you said you just have switched to them. Maybe you won't have no more problems.
No more problems. I pulled the truck out of there. It's not parking there anymore.
Ah, I got you.
They jump to the 285 or y'all carry on and I'll catch up with you when I get to the other side of the black hole. KO4HX and I'll be clear.
PFW QSY.
4IOX QSY. Ray Whiskey QSY.